Celtics regular season gets underway tonight as the Celtics take on the Philadelphia 76ers. 8 o'clock start right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Celtics, Brad Stevens, joins us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, coach. How you doing, buddy? You're on the line on time already. Game day. Get ready for this one tonight. First question I want to ask you was about just the preparation going into this year. Do you feel a different sense of, I don't want to say stress, but from an expectation standpoint, yeah, your team's pretty good. And there's some changes, you know, around the East, and some of your players have talked about that the East now goes through Boston. Do you feel some of that pressure?
No. I think one of the things that you always try to do, and I mean, you've been around it, Scott. I mean, you always just try to stay in the moment, and whether your team is in the building phases or whether your team has high expectations from an outsider's perspective, you still just work on today and you try to be as good as you can be today and try to continuously get better. I mean, the bottom line is that you're good if you play good. And, you know, we talk about that all the time. It's not about what you did yesterday. It's not about what people predict you'll do a year from now. It's what you do in this moment. And, you know, the thing that I would say that, you know, from an expectations point of view above that would be that I think it's also a little bit unique when you're there and have those outside thoughts because of the guys in the room and what they were able to do to, you know, generate that opinion of themselves. And so I'm excited for them that we have so many guys back that we get a chance to play with that. I think that that's fun. I think that that's why you do what you do and why you try to build on, you know, past things that went well and learn from things that didn't and see if you can't be a little bit better.
Coach, what's the starting lineup tonight? What's it look like?
I don't know. We're going to start five guys, and I know them. But because I didn't tell our beat writers that are there every single day,
okay,
I feel like if I let the cat out of the bag, I will say this: I don't think it's brain surgery, but
right.
I'll do that before the game.
All right. How about the minutes limits that are going to be on Hayward coming back off the injury? What's that going to look like, and what are those limits?
You're probably looking at around 25 minutes for the first few weeks. And the reason being is because he hasn't played the NBA schedule. I mean, we go straight from playing tonight. We play Friday, Saturday, play again Monday. I mean, you've got all of a sudden, bang, it hits you. And the schedule is something that your body has to get used to again. There's nobody on our team that would play 38 or 40 minutes a night at this time of the year anyways. Because I think it hits everybody, and that's when our depth has to become a great factor for us. But Hayward especially not playing for the last 13 months or whatever it is, 12 months, and getting back into the groove of things. We already saw early on in camp when after 2-a-days, after the early exhibition games, he had a small issue with his back and feels great now, but it's not always the injury that affects that. It's every other part of your body getting reused to playing again.
You're talking about chemistry and playing together too. And I don't know if it was after the second preseason game, but you know, we're replaying your press conference and you seemed pretty upset with the way things were going.
It was the Cavs one.
Not getting to the rim and more so crediting some of the other guys that came in late because, hey, there's a sense of urgency there. Do you feel when you have this much talent and, you know, and I know chemistry is going to be an issue, and especially juggling minutes with Gordon, that you really got to stay on top of things here with this crew and not let it run its course,
well,
so to speak.
One of the things is they all bring different things to the table. And because of our situation last year where Gordon and Kyrie were out, everybody was asked to do a little bit more, most of which people did really, really well, and some of the things which they got better at as the season went on, but had to do for us anyways because that was the situation we were in. I think at the end of the day, one of the things that can happen in this situation is that guys really try to make a conscious effort to get others involved, and they really talk about it, and they get too consumed with that. There's a right play to be made on every possession, and we just have to focus on that. We have to play the game the right way. If somebody doesn't have a touch for a couple of possessions, then we'll organize it so that that happens organically. But I think at the end of the day, we can't get so caught up in all of those little individual things that can hurt the chemistry of a group that is otherwise very, very versatile. And we just have to play. We have to play the right way. I've been really encouraged in the last week. I don't think I did a great job organizing us early on, and I wanted to see us learn how to play together on both ends. At this point, what I saw in the preseason, practice has been great from the standpoint of getting us all on one page with a bunch of different lineups in the game.
Coach, I know that last week you had mentioned that Brock Holt had been sort of an example that you had used talking to your own players about doing what's in the best interest of the team. How exactly did you do that? What was that all about?
Well, I think you're always looking for articles, quotes, things that happen, especially as you get into playoff time on championship teams. And, there's a reason everybody copies the Patriots and talks about the Patriots all the time, because they've won so much. And because they've done it in a way with such a unbelievable consistency and unbelievable commitment to one another. And you see that, the Red Sox have had great success the last few years. And you can see in that Yankees series, it goes back 1-1. And they make the change to the lineup, and Brock Holt goes nuts in game 3. And then because of a new pitcher, Alex decides that he's not going to play in game 4. First of all, that takes a tremendous amount of trust from everybody involved. And trust by Alex that they've figured out kind of what's best for their team in that moment. They're going to stand by and do the right thing regardless of circumstance. And trust by the players, both the guys that were sitting out and Brock Holt that was playing, that will say, hey, I'm in it for the good of the cause. And it's awesome when it plays out like that, because it's a great example for all of us that at the end of the day, we're here for one reason. The main thing is winning, and those guys showed that. And I'm glad they're going back to Houston 1-1. I was at the game on Saturday night, and, I sure hope they get tonight.
All right, my last one for you, Coach. You mentioned the Patriots. You mentioned about being around winners. And you have a great relationship with Coach Belichick here, but Julian Edelman worked out at your facility. And did we even talk to you about this facility? Is there anything that could be improved with the facility? But what was it like having Edelman around your players? I guess he developed a pretty good rapport with Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, he was around, a lot of guys. And I spent some mornings with him eating breakfast together. He's an incredibly hard worker, tough, thoughtful. His thinking about the big picture of the game, it was interesting for me to get a chance to kind of rehash the games afterwards, because I don't know anything about football. I'm friends with those guys, and at the end of the day, I've learned a lot from Bill and Josh and everybody over there about how to manage and lead and organize and those type of things. But as far as running a slant route or a go route, I have no idea, when to do what. But it was really interesting to get his take. He's you can tell when he came back on the field, there was a little jolt to the team. Yeah. And you could tell there was a jolt to Brady. And I think that all that familiarity over time, and when you add a player of his caliber and his seriousness, I think that really helps your team.
Well, Coach, we're all excited for the start of the regular season for your team, and we're looking forward to talking to you each and every week this season.
How was my football analysis?
Excellent.
Pretty good.
Excellent. And we wouldn't mind a visit to the new facility, because we were down at Warrior Ice Rink last week.
Yes.
And the Bruins invited us down, and we kind of looked at that building next door, and we didn't get the official invite yet over there. And I've hung out with Wick at a couple events, but he says come down.
You guys can come over whenever you want. It's a great facility.
There it is.
It's totally incredible what they put together for us.
I'd love to see it.
We have our invite now, so we had to ask for it, but we got one.
Yeah. Hey, get off to a great start, man. Good luck. Stay healthy.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. See you, Coach.
Brad Stevens with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Wouldn't give us that starting lineup. Wouldn't do that to the beat guys. The beat guys are all like,
I don't blame
Yes, Brad Stevens. Thank you. You'll get it tonight.
B-Rob.
B-Rob's like,
he's there. Paper bag.
Yes, good job, Brad.
Should I eat my apple or banana first? A little half sandwich.
Celtics get going tonight. Right here on the Sports Hub.